Welcome to the Survive to Thrive Radio Network at www.survive2thrive.net. Times are getting tough for most of us, and being prepared has never been more important. All of our hosts strive to keep you well informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas of your life. If you feel that the shows and website are informative, please share this information with your friends and family. If you would like to see certain topics covered, please let us know. Join us on Facebook to help spread the word. You can find the link at the bottom right of the Survive to Thrive homepage. EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with important information, but also with highly effective products that produce real results, such as EnerFood, coconut milk powder, liver cleanse, Coco Mojo, Silymarin, NutriCafe, and introducing the new 40-day, 40-night organic preparedness pail. A preparedness supply unlike any other on the market today. Supporting EnerHealth supports both this network and your own health. Without good health, we go nowhere. Go to survivetothrive.net and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right for automatic discounts, or call them at 866-762-9238. That's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R, F like Frank, O-O-D like dog.com, enerfood.com. A big thank you to all of our listeners already taking the products that EnerHealth offers. We truly appreciate it. We thank you for your support and encourage you to listen often to stay informed during these crucial times.
Live, it is 2/7/2019, live Thursday night show. And you know, I've been reading Revelation, you know, here a little bit. And when you start to read it, and you start to see that in there, and incidentally, if you go to the front of the book of Revelation, you can see what it really says, and a lot of people still don't really get this or know it, but yeah. Come on there. Let me turn to that page. Okay. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, and it was told to John of Patmos. Okay. So this is what Lord Jesus has to say. And, that is the trick to it, you see. That is not the trick. That is the beauty of it. It's what he's talking and telling John of Patmos about. And when you start to take a look at all of the trumps and all of the angels and of all of the things and, you know, the four horsemen, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that upon him was called faithful and true, and in the righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with the vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of all Mighty God. Okay? And when you start to see all of the different items, and see all of the things that are going to come to pass. I was talking to Liz Evenson, Greg Evenson's wonderful, strong wife up in the Upper Peninsula in Michigan. Talked to her earlier, prior to the show. And we were talking about how people still call her and ask her, well, what do you think is going to happen and all of these things? And she and I were talking about it, and we said, well, why don't you read what Jesus has to say? Matthew 24, Matthew 25, Luke 21, and in Revelation. And yes, the other books are important, but I like what Jesus has to say, because lest anybody forget it, Old Hawk was called by Archangel Michael to work on behalf of Lord Jesus. And I was given a marvelous vision, waking, of the angelic world and of the voice and the songs and the marvelous harmony of the singing and the voice of the angels. And I could see into that, and I could hear and smell, and I was not in it, but I was in an open like window looking into it and out of it, into it. And I was called for two things. Strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus, primary, number one. Number two, secondarily, number two, to warn the remnant about what is to come and how they might prepare. The remnant, not the general public. I've not been in the general public warning for a number of years, although from 1972 on, I used to do what I could, and that's, young kids, that's before the internet. Computers back then were giant IBM monstrosities, and you went in there, and the IBM guys had the white shirts and the, you know, the gray suits and the blue tie or the red tie or whatever, and they had these things, and they had the room. You'd go in there, and the air conditioner would have it down to about 65 degrees, and it was chilly. And I remember how cutting edge I was, because I knew how to use IBM unit record equipment, like sorters and interpreters and all these kind of things, and key punch machines and all that kind of stuff. See. But I'm telling you, back then, we had a few books, newsletters, spotlight newspaper. And there were a few books written. Eustace Mullins, Secrets of the Federal Reserve. Tupper Saucy had written a book. There were a few others. Pawns in the Game, that's still one of the best, absolute best books. And you know, I've told you that book is out of print for the most part. But Pawns in the Game by a Canadian naval officer. Let me get this out here. There it is. William Guy Carr. He died in 1959. He was born in 1895. And the books he wrote were Pawns in the Game, By Guess and By God, Hell's Angels of the Deep, High and Dry, Good Hunting, Out of the Mess, Checkmate in the North, Brass Hats, and Bell-Bottom Trousers. And I'm going to tell you, Commander Carr was determined to inform as many people as he possibly could regarding the evil forces which adversely affect all of our lives. And he wrote that book. Let's see when he wrote Pawns in the Game. See if you can find an out-of-print copy or if somebody's redone it. Pawns in the Game, William Guy Carr. And I think he wrote it about 59, 57, somewhere in there. But anyway, it's just incredible in terms of how few resources we had back then and the length to do to try to inform people. And back then, I was trying to inform anybody because I had read a very good book. And gotten into some of this, then I started going to the Congressional Record. And the book I first read was None Dare Call It Conspiracy. None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And then having, been in politics, and my father somewhat been in politics, and my family over the years, from Abraham Lincoln on, or prior to Lincoln on, actually. And back then, they helped Lincoln and them take the Whigs and make it the Republican Party. But that goes way back. That doesn't mean that I'm one way or the other. I'm probably more Republican than anything, because the Democrats are now talking about socialism, talking about spending 40 to 50% of the entire gross national product, let's call it the old word, to ban all air travel within about 10 years, and that will be except for those loving people in Congress and the commissars, which have taken on the burden. Ocasio-Cortez, whatever, has taken on your burden, you see, and trying to help you out. Well, what are they trying to do? They're trying to mimic Lord Jesus, are they not? You know where that lie is born of. That lie is born of their father, Lucifer, the devil. But they're talking about doing all of that. Oh, okay, thank you, my buddy Crazy Horse, way out there in the old mountains. He says it's available from Amazon, Pawns in the Game. Most interesting. Okay, let's just click on that and see what they're asking for it here. Paperback book. $18.95, and there's maybe some used ones for $16.50 or something like that. Bonds in the Game. Thank you there, Brother Crazy Horse. May you have plenty of water in your cisterns and in your water storage for them old horses. And I guess Barnes & Noble also, he says. Yep, all right, thank you, brother. So there you go, people. A good book to take a look at, because it goes way, way back into a lot of stuff. The Creature from Jekyll Island, another good book. The Rise of the Fourth Reich and Rule by Secrecy by Jim Mars, who's now passed on. Tremendous books. Secrets of the Federal Reserve by Eustace Mullins. And also The World Order by him. Oh, Bo Greitz's book, Call to Serve. Excellent book. You want some modern history? Look at Compromised, Clinton, Bush, and the CIA by Terry Reed and John Cummings. Spy Books, SPI. Another one. Prelude to Terror, Joseph J. Trento. You could also look up JFK by L. Fletcher Prouty, okay? Because he tells you all about the Vietnam War, and he tells you about his deal, where he was, as a colonel in the Air Force, in charge of, in those days, the covert warfare arm. He was probably the predecessor, in a sense, of a JSOC-type operation, you see. Joint Special Operations Command. Which basically only answers to the president, basically. That's where the shooters and looters and the briar patches and all the good stuff. And hats off to all the ones that are good, and there are some involved in that are. Although they carry a heavy load. Anyway, I'm thinking of one right now at the particular time, but I'm not going to say who it is. But you see, ladies and gentlemen, Lord Jesus is telling us all about that stuff, which is getting ready to come. And I'm trying to use his words to tell you, as far as the evil that's out there, another good thing to look at and to teach somebody about it, Alex Jones's video, Endgame. Tremendous. It's just incredible, the information that's out there now compared to what it used to be. But I used to go in and read the Congressional Record and take the Spotlight newspaper, and I used to buy, back then it was, I used to get like a deal of 10 cents off a copy or 20 cents off a copy or something if I bought 10 of them or a dozen of them. And then I would take them and I would read that thing, and I would take that deal and I would take it and I would put it in like laundromats, right, hiding under the pile, the stack of the doctor's office or the dentist's office. I'd take them and I'd leave them at a bar, you know, or out, you know, where they had the coupons and all the stuff in a grocery store, maybe at a bulletin board as you first came in or something. I'd set one down there in the little baskets where they had like stuff that was free to take, you know. And I'd leave them throughout town, and then I'd also go and I'd make Xerox copies. And back then, I think it was a dime a page. Oh, man, it was expensive. And 10 pages was a buck, man, you know. So it's like I used to get Xerox copies of the hardbound Congressional Record, which I greatly liked, because now online you got to know the exact place to go to find it. You can't just go and pull a book from the shelf and look through it in a particular year. And I would go and look at the House Banking Committee and the how Social Security was created, or how the Federal Reserve Bank was created, and how they took control, and the testimony and the fights they had all over it. And I would pass those out to people. I'd leave those in public places. And I would go and hear people speak whenever I could. And there was very few. One of the few people speaking back then, I think in the 70s back then, was basically like Dr. Gene Schroeder, the American Agricultural Movement, and old Tinker Spain and a few of them old guys. And a certain other guy from Kansas, you know, used to hang out with them. And they did a lot of good research. And they used to talk about it. And you start looking into this and looking into that. Well, all of that I did years ago. So people say, well, Hawk, why don't you, like, take it easier and go slower? Well, first of all, I don't have the time, and I don't want necessarily a four-hour program, because then I would be, yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Hawk coming to you on a wonderful night in the bubble, bubble, ball. No, it's the Hawk coming to you live, and here we go. So enough of all of that. I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And what he's telling you in the scripture, what he's telling you in Matthew 24, Luke 21, I mean, look, you want earthquakes in diverse places? Well, how about a diverse place like around Ludlow, California, and 29 Palms, a huge swarm of earthquakes there. So, why at 29 Palms in San Bernardino County? Huh? Why there? You got a marine base there, right? You also got deep underground there, right? You can go from there and go to China Lake, right? China Lake, yes, mighty sophisticated warfare weapons there, right? Space assets, right? Tectonic weapons, right? Will-be-was kind of stuff, jump-to-the-future kind of boys, and not always the nicest boys there at China Lake. You got Tehachapi. You got the Skunk Works, you know, not all that far from there either, but you got the Anthill. All those things in California there. And all of those are able then to be used in an upcoming Gog-Magog war. Ezekiel 38, Ezekiel 39. But let's talk about, I told you last week again, that the Red Chinese and the Russians are developing super EMP weapons. And the last couple days, Russia, the U.S., and France launched nuclear-capable missiles, you know, just hours apart. U.S. Air Force described the launching as a development test of the Minuteman III at approximately 11:01 p.m. on Tuesday. Global Strike Command said that the representatives assert that the missile tests are scheduled months or years in advance, and the test comes just 4 short days after the Trump administration suspended the INF treaty. And the reason they did is because the Russians were cheating on the treaty and have been for a long time. The Russian defense minister said their weapon launched was equipped with multiple warheads, and the purpose of the launch was to confirm the tactical, technical, and flight characteristic of an advanced missile system. Russia supposedly got about estimated 6,800 warheads, and the U.S. is thought to possess about 6,000 warheads. And then France launched one off within about just a little bit prior to that. So this is preparation for war, okay? It's preparation for war. And when you see things like 29 Palms there, those quakes, you see stuff when it hits in certain areas. You see also certain 3.3 type quakes and that kind of thing at certain depths. And you see them in where they have underground facilities. And then you also know that there's games being played by the ultra black, the different factions even within the U.S. government. Remember the earthquake that took place in Virginia in the deep underground a number of years ago, you know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. Remember that? And they couldn't figure it out because it happened to hit right in a, you know, a deep underground base area. And I said, that's a small nuclear device, you see. And that's a faction fight. Now, people don't understand that the U.S. military is not the U.S. military. It's this military over here, that military over there. You got in the breakaway section, you got the black magicians, the black magic boys versus the MMV, okay, who split from the program in a breakaway type technology area, which is sublimated sometimes in terms of its personnel down in other various types of military units. Or it could be Department of Energy units, let's say. Or it could be National Reconnaissance Office units or National Recovery Office. What is that? Sort of the same, eh? Recovery, reconnaissance, you know. The people who do all the satellites, well, they all have Delta forces, Army-wise, and there are SEALs that go to space. There's Army that goes to space. You got Delta Force. You got also space. Well, let's call it aviation. And you got the old buddies, the Night Stalkers. You see. And then there's regular groups, and there's other groups, and there's this and that, and there's those that have clearance, you know, 28, 30 levels above top secret into the program words only, you see. And maybe only 100 people know. Some stuff maybe only 10 know, or 1,000 know, or 500 know. But I'm going to tell you, it's quite interesting this way this deal works. We're at war. And I'm going to tell you, this still hasn't changed. What the Lord is basically, what I've seen as their biggest bang for their buck, is taking down the EMP, taking down the power grid. And at a certain point in time here, you know, a few cruise missiles or, you know, one ICBM, pop, and multiple warheads coming out of it, or just a couple cruisers with the super EMP, and they pop over Omaha or, you know, western Kansas or Council Bluffs, Iowa, or wherever it might be, and that takes down not only the power grid, the electrical power grid nationwide in a cascading failure, but it also will take out almost all of the modern cars and all computers and electronics. There's a good thing again. It was at Survival Dan 101, SurvivalDan101.com, and it's another article on it. I've given you others over the years. Life after losing the electric grid. It says the following article has been contributed by Jonathan Hollerman, who is a former USAF SEER instructor and an expert on prepping and survival, who now works as an emergency preparedness consultant. And I used to know a real bad boy, but I mean a nice guy, but a real tough guy who was a SEER instructor. Used to be SEER down there at in Florida. And he said in the old days, we used to make them colonels and lieutenants and captains cry, he said, you know, and pee their pants. But he said, we got stopped from doing that. You know, he worked out of Homestead, the stead, and worked out of that and all those kind of places down in there years ago. And then he also then was a PJ later after that. And then he had such sophisticated training, they wanted him to do one of the jumps, and I believe he did do one of the jumps where they took him way up into space. They wanted him to do a halo, you know, like thing from the beginning of space or whatever. And I believe they did do one or two of those in those days, or a few. So anyway. But here it says, the Congressional EMP Commission, and this is by Dr. Peter Pry, the executive director for the Task Force on National and Homeland Security Policy. He says, I calculated that within a year of the blackout that knocks out the national grid, we would lose up to 9 out of 10 Americans. That's a 90% kill ratio, okay, on Americans through starvation, disease, and societal collapse. The only reason we can sustain a population of 310, now it's about 330 million or 40 million with all the illegals, is if you take that away, the only way you can do it is sustain it is with technology. If you take it away and you don't have any way of feeding, providing water, or providing even communications and government for an orderly society, that's going to sustain that population. And he says the severity of what life after grid down situation depends on which scenario was the culprit. You could have a cyber attack, blah, 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 blah. They go through different things. But you would find that among all the other things, the country would cease to exist in any realistic fashion shortly after the grid. The MP Commission and Lloyd's of London talk about how it would cause trillions of dollars in damage to our economy and, you know, 89 to 90% dead of the people after the first year. And how could you even fix the grid? And first of all, the big transformers and stuff are only made overseas. Now, certain people, state of Kansas one, was trying to stockpile some bigger transformers. Brother Evenson told us about that a few years back, keeping them in the old salt mines down south, the old salt mines, you know. There's quite a bit of them in Kansas. would move us back to the late 1800s. We'll be back in a minute, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there, and welcome to the bottom of the hour. This is Darren Craddock for Inner Health Botanicals, sole sponsor of the Survive to Thrive radio network, bringing you The Hawk on Thursdays and Fridays, Nurse Amy and Dr. Bones on Tuesdays, and myself with Total Health Freedom on Mondays and Wednesdays. We are all here to keep you informed and tell you more about how to stay healthy and aware. We talk on staying well naturally, being prepared, growing your own, and more. With the right tools, foods, and information, we give you the kind of truth that will set you free. Please support our network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Hawk on SurviveToThrive.net. Now, I'll tell you what. You better get food, long-term storage food if you can get it. And there are 40-day, 40-night pails from Inner Health Botanical. Tremendous quiet quality. Last 20 years, whatever it probably lasts you, maybe longer. But you can also, if you use other canned goods or if you're canning things yourself, like Lady J or Cirilla or Mina or the old Diana of the Stagecoach stop, a lot of good people. That you'd better get some Inner food or other meal replacement powders that Inner Health Botanical makes with proteins, etc. But get the Inner food, the green drink, because it'll give you the basic nutrients that you need to keep you alive, and then you can spread out the rations from your long-term storage food or the regular canned goods or the items that you've got as part of your ongoing food production, hopefully, that you're starting to get ready to get your gardens going if you can early indoors, or if you've got hoop houses and stuff up now, which a lot of you do, God bless you. Or if you got livestock or chickens and you got eggs coming and all the different items. Stretch that food out because it may be quite a while. The soonest I heard on the EMP, by the way, and this is from a couple years ago, and it was part of the original testimonies and stuff in Congress, as I recall. The soonest you could get the grid back up would be 18 months. And that was with the money and the relationships with Germany, Switzerland, and Japan, who were primarily the people that made, not Japan, but China, that made the transformer and electronic equipment. And I'm not talking necessarily the little transformers on the pole out by your house, although those too would be all popped, okay? And that's if the Spetsnaz didn't shoot them full of 7.62 by 39 after they turned off the alarm system at the one of the nine key power substations out there in California, which they took it down, which is another way they could start this power grid off. You had nine key substations. But I think the way they'll do it is they'll pop a nuke or two, or they'll have old Kim, when he's doing Sun Tzu, you see, feigning peace, peace, he's really going to strike. Strike with Russia and China in mind and Iran and the rest of the BRICS and strike hard. Because you see, Europe is about gone. And France and Germany now are creating their own army or Navy and Air Force and military together, and they're creating the next generation fighter aircraft between Germany and France based somewhere off the Rafael Raphael model. Okay. And then the French have a large number of nuclear devices. Maybe the third or fourth largest amount. So this thing, you see, we may have to survive at least 18 months. Well, let's try 3.5 years of a great tribulation. And what does Jesus say about a great tribulation in Matthew 24? There's barely going to be anybody alive. And if he hasn't, you know, shortened the thing, there wouldn't be. No flesh would be saved. This article is very good, and if you should print it out. There will be no communication with those who live farther away than you from earshot, unless you've got your own radios, analog radios, or you put away some radios in a Faraday box or cage or in the old garbage can, galvanized garbage can with the tight lid. There will be no emergency services, police, fire, National Guard. And if there are, most of them, in terms of the police, would probably be on your side. Although there is the aspect of, like I remember going to, used to go to the, what do they call them in the cop world? The riots. They used to call them in Chicago the riots, police riots. But it's where you go one time a month to the dance club and all that kind of stuff, and they shut it down for just the boys and the girls, the police departments and state troopers and all that. And I used to go to this one years ago in St. Louis, and I would just donate to the Widows and Orphans Fund because I just happened to travel there. It would be the particular time they had a buffet. And for those in St. Louis, they would know where it was at. It was used to be at the old never mind. Used to be at a dance club, a nightclub in the county. Anyway, the guy that I don't know was a nice guy. Used to know the manager. He was a good guy. Tough, though. But I can recall the old rackets and all the stuff. They used to have a picture that they used to put sometimes on the door, and they had one of those police deployment pictures. And my buddies in the Crossroads will know what I'm talking about, and they understand that. And Chicago people certainly know about it. The St. Louis guys know about it. Kansas City PD would know about the idea of this. But what it had everybody with a shotgun or their handgun up, or their AR-15, or the SWAT teams. It had all the sonic cannons and all the different, you know, vehicles and all the stuff, and they were all, and they would, sometimes they'd have suitcases full of drugs and suitcases full of cash, and they'd have perps down on the ground with a shotgun at their head, and it was all for a picture, you see. And then at the top of the picture, it said, I believe, the one I saw one time, it said, police, the biggest street gang in the world, okay? So historically, there's some interesting things there, but most of the police that I've known, push comes to shove, are going to go with the people. Greg Evenson, most decorated state Highway Patrol in Kansas, or Valor. I mean, a tough guy, man. Greg, I know you're smiling up there, up in heaven, but you're probably busy. You're probably busy going to be with that group that's going to come down, you know, following the guy on the white horse. But ladies and gentlemen, the National Guard, the military, all these different things are going to be faction-oriented. And some of them, they're going to be in the bunkers, the Valhalla bunkers. You see, the big Cheyenne Mountains, the deep underground, where they've got bowling alleys and Starbucks coffee, and all of the politicians will have their special secretary with them, regardless of whether their name is Buffy or Biff, you see. And then I have bowling alleys, and they make it to where it looks like it's lighted, and it's an evening, and then they have a daytime. And be like you go to Vegas, you go to one of those places where they change the lighting to where it looks like day or night or evening or a sunset or what all, that kind of stuff. So you have some semblance of time in the day. But those people are going to wait until you die, and then they're going to come in, and then they're take back over. Earth, no more than 500 million in perpetuity of peace, harmony, and speaking 27 languages. And what they don't say, with Lucifer the Lightbringer on the planet, in the body, possessing the body of the Antichrist, you see, who becomes the peacemaker to make the peace of the Gog-Magog war, you see. With maybe the help of the Space Brothers. But all I'm trying to tell you is, you better prepare for this type of a thing. And I know it gets boring to tell you that, but I'm telling you that because the Lord keeps telling me to tell you. And also of the climate that I see. World War III doomsday threat. Russian media threatens U.S. with 100 megaton device. All kind of stuff. Starving Venezuelans. Warnings to the United States. Socialism is a big lie. Pole shift coming. Earth's magnetic north continues its quick journey towards Russia. The GPSs are changing. You remember shows I did a number of years ago when the old, I believe it was the old river pirate had been doing some listening. And there was a signal that he was detected off the coast of Florida. And the way the starting of the articles and the type of story started was that there was a great displacement in terms of airports and things near that area of Florida on the coastline and even on the interior and maybe into Georgia and the Carolinas, where the GPS was not right with the airports, okay? The small airports, the, you know, that kind of stuff, the rural airports, the mom and pop airports, you know what I'm saying, the crop duster stuff, or even the small municipals and the big ones. All the GPS and the coordinates were going bluey down in there, and there was radio problems too because of some device had been activated out in the deep ocean. And you remember the information I gave you about the what the frequency was and all that kind of stuff, and we determined that it was somewhere out there in what you call the Bermuda Triangle, and that it was ancient machinery that had been turned on, most likely, by fallen angel types. Well, you see, all of that is ongoing. And all of the stuff about Antarctica. If you haven't read Steve Quayle's book, Empire Beneath the Ice, you should read that. But you should also read his new book, Terminated, The End of Man is Here. There's all of this ongoing. Here's another article. The collapse of everything is nigh. And you see, Ocasio-Cortez, we don't have to worry about deficits and all that. You just print the money. Well, you can do that. But we've been doing that, and the real national debt obligations or full obligations of the U.S. government corporate entity, which holds you as chattel, in other words, they own you, with your Social Security number, your chattel, basically your cow or a slave or whatever is owned, chattel, because they own your income and labor, the income from your labor and from your business enterprise to pay the interest to the international bankers who own the Federal Reserve Bank and who issue the currency what you're on. But you see, what's kind of interesting is that if an EMP pops, then that sort of equalizes all of it, because guess what? You saw this morning, Wells Fargo, what are they, the fourth, fifth, or sixth largest bank in the world or in the country, I know at least, and all their computers were out. And nobody, oh boy, we can't go to the ATM. Oh, our accounts, we don't know how much is in there. Well, just think, if you had the EMP and it knocked out all the computers and all of your banking info, savings, checking, CDs, also your loans, although they might have a hard copy of the loans somewhere, filed with the county. But also, all your credit cards be gone and nothing would be there. And there'd be no record of any of your 401ks, your IRAs, your stock bond accounts, your bank accounts, your futures accounts, your gold and silver that you store in some, you know, bank somewhere. Oh, that belongs to the bank now, you see. So if you don't have it in your hand, you don't have it. But you can imagine what that would be like. And most people can only look at it for a nanosecond. They go, oh, boy, oh, my God, oh. Hey, how about them, Patriots? How about them Rams, you know? When it should have been that series or that world championship, the Super Bowl, should have been the Kansas City Chiefs and the New Orleans Saints. But you see, the NFL wanted the big East Coast, the big West Coast audiences. And they didn't get quite as much interest in this one as they have in past ones. They outright on that one major play stole that from the Saints. But if you looked at the Chiefs game with the Patriots, you will see a pattern where they carried the Patriots. And then at key intervals, they put them back into the mix and took the Chiefs out of the play. So what I'm trying to say to you is, do you not think at a higher level scale that in terms of your money, that all of that gets wiped out, that there's going to be some at the top who have their bunkers and underground are going to send forays out, what I'll call special groups, to come out and try to clean up whole areas and to abscond with your food, whatever wealth you have, your long-term storage that you have had, your firearms, your ammo. And there's going to be mass craziness going wild. All of your prescription drugs, you won't be able to get them. And the pharmacies and the food stores will be wiped out within an hour to 2 hours at the most. It'll be all empty shelves, you see. And then people are going to come in groups. Think about motorcycle gangs, Crips, Bloods, Gangster Disciples, whoever it might be. MS-13, Norteños, Serenos, whoever it is, the M.A., you know. Because they got organization. So shouldn't you at least have a band of the hand? You know, five in your neighborhood, armed to the teeth and able to take watches at various times throughout your neighborhood. If you can get a stick or an A-team, all the more power to you. But that would be something you might want to consider, and you might want to choose people that know that there's power in the blood of Jesus. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, swinging the bats at the Lucy, and trying to do the best he can to tell you what is coming and where and how to maybe prepare. And of course, the first preparation is to repent of your sins and ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart and to be your Savior, because that's the only thing really going to save you. But you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, anything is most needed and most welcome. Could be FRNs, Federal Reserve Notes, silver dime or quarter, silver dollar, piece of gold, whatever it is. Check, money order, send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may the Lord bless you 10,000 fold if you send me something, send a note, card, whatever, say hi to me as well. I'm available online, RadioHawk777 at hotmail.com. Now, you might also want to consider sharpsaddles.com, sharpsaddles.com, if you want a handmade knife, if you want a saddle or saddle bags, if you're going to use those items and get up on horses as you bug out in the high country or into the desert or wherever you're going to go. Panniers, saddlebags, scabbards for your rifle, your shotgun, holsters. You want a cowboy rig, something like that? Boy, they'll make it for you. High quality stuff. Finest quality. They're now in Oregon. They do have a storefront now in Oregon. sharpsaddles.com. Then Brother Quail, he would tell you, do your all your regular preps first, your food, water purification. And old Dr. Jack and I were discussing in the early a.m. this morning online, discussing viruses. We got Ebola and all these things coming, and some of the different water purification systems don't filter out the viruses. But some do, okay? Some very well do. So you need to check in on that. But I said that you also need to be redundant. You can have different water purification systems, get the best you can get, but you also can use colloidal silver, iodine, the Clorox bleach, you know, unscented, the Aqua, Aguamira. You can get the aerobic 7 oxygen type products. There's all kind of stuff, and you can also still boil it. You could filter it and then bring it out and then boil the water if you want. But store your water and treat it with the aerobic 7 to prevent any opportunity for the water to get brackish or to get new buggies in it. Another good article here, which was up on, I think, Survival Dan as well. 16 skills or 15 skills for surviving a collapsed city. Starting a fire from scrap, cooking under the radar, stopping bleeding. All kind of skills. Living small, cooking on a car engine, bartering, escape from debris. All kind of different items here that you need to think about are general categories. And if you do, then you're able to extrapolate and figure it out. Underground navigation. How do you get through maintenance tunnels, sewers? Remember old Hawks talked to you about possible bolt holes and places that you could hide and survive in, like under certain bridges. There's always like under the edge of the bridge is the old concrete built abutments or the old stone abutments where the bridges are, you know, anchored on each side of a river or a creek or whatever, or over a highway. They usually have a door, a locked door, where there's maintenance supplies and certain other items that are stored for cities and counties. Even you go out along highways and stuff, and you see where high lines go down through certain areas. In the old days, every so many miles, they used to put like a blockhouse or a brick building or an old brick farmhouse. Some of them might even look like an old brick schoolhouse. But they're filled with maintenance supplies for people who work eye lines. There's all kinds of stuff like that. Sewers, you know. You might even go to a Cincinnati metro area somewhere, and you might find a duck pond and see an old groundskeeper shack where 30 or 40 men went into this old shack or looking like a groundskeeper shack outhouse kind of affair, and 30 or 40 of them never came out. Well, where did they go? They went down below, you see. There's all kind of stuff out there. But Brother Quail would say, get all your regular preps first. Then if you need gold or silver, to call him, 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. Ask for Steve or Daryl or Tyler, whoever you get. You tell them Hawk sent you. But there's power in the blood of Jesus. He tells you, those that endureth till the end shall be saved. You can be saved, but even at the end of the tribulation, you're still around. And boy, I'd love to see it. When he comes in full glory with a sword in his mouth and lays waste to the Lucys and all the tares and sends them back, puts them into the old fiery furnace. Oh, baby. I'd love to see it. And until that time, we're the ones. If you're with the Lord Jesus, you got to stand for the Lord Jesus against the evil. And you got to do that also to protect yourself, your family, your property. And knowledge is one of the keys, you see. But any kind of a prep you can do each day is a benefit to you in the near future. Because, ladies and gentlemen, what's going to happen is going to be so wild and crazy that men's hearts are going to fail them for fear of what's coming on the planet. So here's something you can do also. John 14, you know, I've told you, read that and what the promise Jesus gave you. You can pray to Jesus. Lord, increase my capacity to handle what is coming and to act with certainty on your behalf and to protect my family. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology that you broke away with. Strike hope against the Luciferians. Return that fire against them. See if that old Supreme Court damn might just have something to pick up. The tank might tie it up. And I'm going to tell you. They may go radio.